Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Can you believe it that we are ramping down from the month of June and looking forward to a patriotic holiday? I just don't know. We blinked and the time is just flying. And to that point, I want to quickly give a shout out for our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Because typically during the summer months is when a lot of families look to upsize or downsize, and Caliber can help them. It's a complimentary consultation with a variety of loan programs that can help you to get your ideal home of your dreams that you can afford with ease. And I believe that all of those things makes for a really great transaction. Caliber Home Loans is award-winning with locations throughout the Treasure Coast, and they really love the communities that we serve. Now, to that point, I have on today's show the director for Voices for Children, Okeechobee and Treasure Coast, Jenna Norville, who is so excited about being able to share this mission. And, you know, we opened up with talking about families looking to get that new home. And yet there's a lot of families that are experiencing some turmoil. And that's exactly what Voices for Children of Okeechobee and Treasure Coast can help with. So, Jenna, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
I am really interested in understanding the mission of Voices for Children of Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast, and I'm sure our listeners, as they're driving about on this beautiful Saturday, are eager to learn more also.
Yeah, so Voices for Children of Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we raise funds to support the activities and basic needs of children in dependency care. We support the Florida state-funded guardian ad litem program with the 19th Judicial Circuit Court. And by doing that, we are creating relationships with businesses in the community, different civic organizations to raise funds, raise awareness, and bring in those in-kind donations that can support children currently in dependency care, whether it be a bed, a baseball bat, or a pair of shoes. That's what we're all about.
Interesting. Now, for our listeners, and even for myself, that might not understand fully what you mean by dependency care, could you kindly elaborate?
Yes. Yeah, so children in dependency care are children that have been removed from their home and have either been placed within a foster care home or have been placed with a relative in a different location, but they have been removed from their homes.
I understand. And what are the age groups of these children? It can be as young as in their infancy all the way up to 18?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So, wow. So the range of what's needed to help these foster families is great.
It truly is. And currently in the Treasure Coast region, which is the region that we serve all four counties, we have 783 children in dependency care.
Oh, wow. That's a number that's just too big. And so how can people get involved to be able to help generate that awareness and funds?
So there's a few ways that they can get involved. One, if they have an interest in knowing more about becoming a guardian ad litem, which is guardian ad litems are volunteers that support the children that are in dependency care. And our goal is to have one guardian ad litem per child in dependency care. And as I stated, we have 783 children in dependency care, and we have about 330 current guardian ad litem volunteers. So right now, our guardian ad litem volunteers are taking on about two children each. Mm-hmm. so they can reach out in learning more about becoming a volunteer as a guardian ad litem. If they would like to donate, they can make a one-time donation, or they can become a Gal Pal, which is our monthly giving program, as low as $5 a month, up to however much, you know, you're willing and able to give. And that would be a recurring donation every month. And that can be done via our website, voicesforchildrenotc.org.
Wow, that's really very feasible. Now, the guardian ad litem is different or the same as the foster families that take in the children?
So it all kind of intersects. Mm. The guardian ad litem are what they do is they provide the CAM. So that's the case manager that is assigned to the child, and typically the caseload is about 20 children per case manager that is employed by guardian ad litem. They also have an attorney through guardian ad litem, and Voices actually pays for one of their attorneys to be on staff. So that's something else that funds support for the Voices supports through guardian ad litem. But the guardian ad litem consists of an attorney, a case manager, and a volunteer guardian ad litem. And the three of them work in unison to best support the needs of the child. And then when it comes to needing something that costs money for the child, that's when they reach out to their nonprofit, which is Voices for Children.
Ah, I see. I see. And one of the best ways that nonprofits are able to generate funds is by hosting signature events that allows the public at large to participate in a really fun way while also learning about the mission and helping to support it, yet not in a traditional textbook classroom type of setup. No. These are experiences. And I just always applaud the efforts of our nonprofits throughout the Treasure Coast for how creative they can get to help really earn the philanthropy of those residents that are willing to give. And you have an event coming up for the second half of 2023, yeah?
Yes, we do. Yes, and we're very excited about it. On September 17th, 2023, from 2 to 5, we are going to be hosting a special event called Bowl for a Voice. And during this event, we are encouraging anyone that wants to be a sponsor or have a team and join and sign up to come out and just have a good time with us and bowl. You get two hours of unlimited bowling plus your shoes for a pretty low cost amount. So our team started at $150 and our sponsorships begin at $250. So it's a great way to give back to a nonprofit organization, but also bring your team out and have fun.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to get that launched. It'll be our first year to do this.
Okay. And the St. Lucie Bowl is a really good community partner. So, I mean, they really step it up to be able to provide food and all of the fixins. Everything goes into, you know, you don't have to leave once you're there. And they just really love to support and give back. And so this is just a great fit. And I know that it's going to be a good time. Again, that's September 17th. And then 7 months to the day from this show's broadcast, you have another event.
We do, and this time we're going to be in Vero Beach. We are doing Golf for a Voice, and we are going to be having a golf fundraiser at Big Shots Vero Beach. And that one we're really excited about. We have more details coming soon. I do know that the sponsorships begin at $450. This event will be adult only, whereas with the bowling, kids are totally welcome to come out and join in on the fun as well.
Very, very cool. And one more time, kindly, with the website for our listeners that are interested in being able to see what that wish list might look like for some of the items that are in high demand, or how they might be able to make a small difference in the lives of these children who are temporarily displaced from their homes, trying to, have a sense of security. Where can our listeners go so that they can come up with a nice give back?
Yes, so they can go to voicesforchildrenotc.org.
Beautiful. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Jenna Norville. She's our director for Voices for Children, Okeechobee, and Treasure Coast. We're thrilled to have her on today's broadcast to shed some light as to the mission of this particular organization and the efforts that they undergo to help support the 783 children currently in the judicial system circuit until they're able to find some resolution through the court system. This is a really bigger number than I ever imagined, and the help that we can all do, even little, will make a big impact for their overall mission. A quick shout out before we go on commercial break to Foxy Nails, with two locations, one in Vero next to the Fresh Market Plaza, not too far from Big Shots, which is going to be hosting the January 24th, 2024 Golf for a Voice event. They also have another office, Seaway Drive. It's open 7 days a week. They are true nail artists. You bring the look, they can emulate it, and more importantly, with products that stay for weeks. So you really get a lot of life out of the look. The pricing is excellent, and they have chairs for kids as well as grown-ups. You can even have small gatherings or parties, bridal showers, and more. Foxy Nails, they're part of our original broadcast family 12-plus years ago, and we're just thrilled that they're still on board with us today. Foxy Nails, two locations throughout the Treasure Coast. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Why did the composer stay in bed? To finish writing their sheet music. You're listening to Planet Vero Radio, local talk radio from 2 to midnight, weekends on Real Radio 101.7.
Sturgis Lumber and Hardware has what you need for hurricane season. Lumber and plywood, straps, ties, and bolts, plus the service to find what you need. Be ready now. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware, US 1 Vero Beach. Be hurricane ready with Sturgis Lumber and Hardware. SturgisLumber.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, welcome back. Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. True Colors Salon and Spa, largest salon in the Treasure Coast off of Old Dixie and Vero Beach, with a variety of stylists for every budget and every hair type. They offer up a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So as we enter a new month, fast approaching, if you're looking to change up your look, you can, and at no risk, right? They also offer a variety of other services, including skincare, massage, and more. Guys, gals, kids, you name it, True Colors Salon and Spa. Look for their July tip and upcoming specials in this month's Home on the Treasure Coast publication. Also, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. I'm proudly serving my 11th year with the team. We are 21 years headquartered right here in the Treasure Coast. We want to be your go-to movers. If you know of anybody needing help with the heavy lifting, whether it's a full pack and move throughout the local area or maybe across the state or even the country, as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, White Glove can help with that. Additionally, we love to help local families, whether they are planning a move or even a renovation. Sometimes you just need to get items up and out or shifted so that you can get to task. And at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we can do all that. White Glove is even the proud underwriter of the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network that meets 3 times a month every month with just the cost of lunch for ladies in the community that are looking to promote their business, their nonprofit, or that are just looking to support other women in business. Some of the ladies don't even, they're retired and just enjoying getting to break bread with others in a very fun and supportive environment. In fact, Jenna Norville, our guest on today's program, director of Voices for Children of Okeechobee and Treasure Coast, comes to the luncheons and is able to help share her mission and those upcoming events. And we love to have her. I'm so excited to learn more about Voices for Children of Treasure Coast, of Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast, because I did not understand how big the need was, with nearly 800 children currently seeking some resolution when it comes to some court cases. Jenna, what's an example of some of the reasons why children would be taken from their home and assigned a guardian ad litem?
Typically, unfortunately, in the events that a child is removed from their home, it's due to abuse or neglect.
Yeah. And how long could they possibly be under the care of a guardian ad litem and a foster family before those resolutions are made?
They can really range anywhere from about 3 months to years. It really just depends on a case-by-case situation.
And, you know, children that are in these school-age years, these are such critical years. 3 months is a lifetime almost.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can understand how it could be very nerve-wracking. And of course, one of the things we had discussed in the first half was that listeners can jump on the website and be able to find a list of items that are in high demand for these children that are in limbo, waiting for some guidance and hopefully a new sense of normalcy. What are some examples of items on those lists?
So the items on the list, and really it's more of, we try to drive at certain times of the year different types of products that we know are going to be needed.
Okay.
We do a toy drive and teen drive for Christmas, right? We support Guardian Ad Litem. It's their Christmas event, but Voices is there to support them. But also, they may need a bed. They may need a mattress. They may need sheets or towels, clothing. Sometimes it's as simple and fun as providing the funds so that the child can go on a field trip. You know, maybe their current caregiver really just cannot afford the $20 for them to go on a field trip. So Voices will step in and they will pay that fee. And then there's other instances when the child is really into sports, but the caregiver cannot afford sport registration. So again, that's something Voices will step in and they will pay that fee for that child's independency care. So we just wrapped up paying for several summer camps for these children.
Nice.
Because, you know, when school lets out, a lot of these kiddos still need somewhere to go. And so we were able to partner with certain organizations and fulfill the request of the needs of the children for a summer camp. We also were able to do some specialty camps for some of the kids that really had an interest in that. So there was one I did for theater and another one for roller skating. And so when we get to do that, it's really cool because we see the full circle, right? We get to see the fundraising aspect of it and going out and securing donor dollars and being thankful for the donor dollars. But then we get to see the request come in and we get to fulfill that request for that child. So it's extremely fulfilling work that I get to do.
That is very humbling indeed to know that you can have a small part. And it just goes to show how much collaboration it takes to be able to propel the fulfillment for these various requests, because no two children are alike, right?
Correct.
And you have a pretty big territory to think of all of Indian River County, mm-hmm. all of St. Lucie County, all of Martin County, and then all of Okeechobee County. I mean, upwards of nearly 800 children. I mean, those requests have to be diverse.
They truly are. They really are. It's always fun to see what's going to come through on my email each day, you know, so it can be anything from a training potty to a sport registration to a bed, you know, and it's always interesting to get those requests and then to be able to fulfill them.
And one of the things that you had mentioned in the first half, and we have just about 2 minutes left of the program, but you are looking to increase your guardian ad litem.
Yes, guardian ad litem is definitely looking to increase their volunteers, and people can reach out to me. They can call me 772-410-3153, and then I can put them in contact with the guardian ad litem recruiter. She is absolutely amazing. Her name is Vicky, and she would be more than happy to give more information on that and get people signed up and ready to support these children.
And one more time with the website so our listeners can go there, become a little bit more familiar, and maybe be able to secure a commitment on a monthly basis for just as little as $5.
Yes, so that website is going to be voicesforchildrenotc.org.
And are we spelling out for?
Yes, so it's Voices spelled out voicesforchildrenotc.org.
Excellent, excellent. And one of our fellow sponsors of the program, treasurecoast.com, is a great platform for our nonprofits throughout the region because they have a free interactive calendar. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have guests coming in and you're looking for something fun to do, the calendar at treasurecoast.com has a wealth of information, not to mention that they have updates on beach access and road closures and so forth. But being able to promote the September 17th Bowl for a Voice that will be happening at the St. Lucie Lanes and the follow-up event for the kick off in 2024 on January 24th, Golf for a Voice in Vero at the Big Shots. You can post and enter in links right to treasurecoast.com on their free calendar of event with over 80,000 unique views each and every month. It's worth doing. It's at no cost, not-for-profits and for-profits alike. So, Jenna, thank you so much for taking the time to educate us on the mission of Voices for Children of Okeechobee and Treasure Coast. And I'm sure our listeners will do what we can to make an impact and an overall improvement for those families and children that are in that particular situation. Jenna, thank you so much. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen.